Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text of our meditation this morning is a portion of the lesson read previously, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, from the Revised Standard Version. Be imitators of me as I am of Christ. I'm sure you've seen the television advertisement for a product that's claimed to be real imitation lemonade. At first glance, that sounds quite absurd, doesn't it? And yet, in essence, that's exactly what St. Paul is telling us in the lesson for today. No, not that we should be real imitations of lemonade, but that we should be real imitators of Christ. And I think this is especially important for us as professional and pre-professional people to hear once again. The people who we will be serving as pastors and teachers of the Word of God will be looking to us for an example and a pattern to follow in their lives. A popular song in the early years of the 70s proclaimed, "You can't be a deacon if your light won't shine." How true that is of us and our lives as followers of the Lord Jesus. What do these words of St. Paul imply for us? By the very fact of who we are, members of God's, of Christ's church, children of God in a very special and a very personal way in our baptism. By the very fact of who we are, there should be a special effort on our part to let the world see the light that shines on us and in us by God's working in our lives. Before being called to the Lord Jesus, to the Holy Spirit and Word and Sacrament, each one of us is lost in the darkness of our trespasses and sins. And to make things even darker, there is no way that we could get rid of them. There is no way that we could change that stuff. There is no way because we are caught up totally in the very thing that condemns us. Our flesh likes to be in control. We enjoy making decisions on our own. To want to be like God, for example, which is what God sent into the world in the first place and made it a part of humanity. No, there was and there is nothing that you or I or anyone else could do to change that fact. No one except one very special person who did something very special for us. Because you see, you and I have been redeemed. When we say the word redeemed to some people, they think of the thing that you do with the eagle fans to receive at National Feast here on the corner with your feet, with your grocery purchase. But as you and I know, the redeeming which we are speaking of is the once for all gift of life, the purchase of a lifetime, which Jesus made for us and on us on the cross of Calvary. Jesus didn't let himself be led to death on that cross that Friday afternoon because he didn't have anything better to do. No, Jesus voluntarily suffered and died that you and I might have life and have it abundantly. Jesus suffered and died and rose again that we might have life eternally. Indeed, we are redeemed in a special way. Jesus has restored us to our position as God's children, heirs to the kingdom of heaven, the position which we lost as a result of our fall into sin. Yet our response to this special kind of life is often one of comforting, of keeping it inside us instead of letting the light of the love of Jesus shine in our lives. A story is told of a group of concerned citizens in New England who organized a life saving station to assist those who were caught in shipwreck along the rocky coast. This is a horrendous, vicious, terrible storm. Brave men rode to save the lives of the oppressed. In time, they took a building with their families to care for the injured. Interest in their mission grew, and soon others joined the endeavor. Before long, a fellowship room and a dining facility were added, and more and more the life-saving station became an exclusive club. Until one day, opportunities for assisting the distressed went unheeded. In protest, a small band of men broke away and set another station 7 miles away. But before long, it too became an exclusive friend. Today's our co-sign is dotted with such a stupid stuff. Perhaps we are guilty of the same type of selfishness. We gain the light of Christ in our own life. Perhaps it's true of our relationship with one another, as classmates or our professors. Perhaps it's true of our relationship with our family, our children, or our parents. Perhaps it's true of those with whom we live. We may see ourselves in our academic community by our using the Word of God more like an assigned textbook or a reference book, instead of drawing on the power that God offers us in that Word for our daily walk of faith with the Lord. This consciousness is not the way of Christ. Jesus cared for those around him. Jesus loved those around him. Jesus shared the comfort of the Word of God with those around him. He gave of himself for others. He imitated with me as I am in Christ. Paul exemplified what he spoke of. His life was indeed an imitation of Christ, a life pointing to the beacon of Christ. John described the life this way. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The true light, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The true light that enlightens every man that is coming into the world. To all who receive him, who believe in his name, he gives power to become children of God. We can live and do everything to the glory of God. We can let the light of Christ shine through us because of the power we have from us, the power of Jesus through his Spirit. Tomorrow, some will learn where they will reveal light this time as they are placed in the far interim places. Others will be placed in the winter service. But most of us, God willing, will be placed in the spring placement less than 6 months away, either in first time or on victory this time. As God opens doors for us to serve in his name, may the words of St. Paul be on our lips and in our lives to our people, the imitators of me, as I am in Christ.